Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning to you, just a little bit after 11 o'clock. Hour number two now of Leading Edge Medicine. We're glad you're here. My name is Lynette Morgan. Along with three amazing doctors in the studio, we have Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umeb, and our guest doctor in the studio today, Dr. Dan Nelson of Pro Ortho. If you've got the pain questions in your knee, in your back, in your anywhere, right? Joint pain, you are the guy that can...
Pretty much anywhere.
Hopefully give you some answers as to why and explain some things too. All right, let's finish up. We were talking about vitamin D, vitamin K with Mark, and you had one more comment to make, Dr. Mixon,
well, it was
on that.
Basically why we selected the parameters we select. But first of all, to Dr. Umat's point, he needs to stay with one lab and make sure they're measuring the same thing on the same type of equipment, same machines. Because different machines have different normative values with different reagents and so on. So consistency. If you're going to compare values, you have to have a consistent lab test. You know, when I was in medical school, the only reason for vitamin D was to avoid rickets in small children. And, you know, we were told, well, you only need, you know, 25 hydroxy vitamin D of 15. That was the number. 50 years ago, 15. We now know that bone density continues to improve as 25 hydroxy rises up to about 60. Levels above 60 don't improve bone density anymore, but there is a continuum there. But fascinating, intelligence and cognitive function in young people, especially in children, continues to improve as vitamin D goes higher and higher, up to 120. And so kids that are over 100 are doing better in school than the kids that are in the 30, 40, 50 range, which I thought was fascinating because we consider anything over 100 kind of borderline toxic.
Right, we do.
And I am wondering about the correlation there. Were those children with the very high vitamin Ds, were they the kids running around outdoors in the sunshine with their shirts off, and they're getting vitamin D from the sunshine, and it's their physical activity that is improving their brain function? Because working muscles produce brain-derived neurotrophic factors that grow new brain tissue. So was that a cause or an effect?
Right.
I don't really know. We know that the incidence of cancers goes down as vitamin Ds rise. And the papers I've seen on cancer levels say that you get a decrease in malignancies up to about 90 to 100 sort of range. And so, you know, what it really came down to is I looked at all of these numbers and I just said, okay, I don't want toxicity. Most of the time you don't get toxic symptoms until you're over about 115 or 120, but we'll make a conservative cutoff of 100. And so our target will be 60 to 100 because 60 and above gives us optimal bone density. And with our population of older women, bone density is important. So we also then, because I hear we have a question about COVID coming up.
Our next caller.
I'm going to throw in a COVID comment just for the heck of it.
Okay.
It turns out, too, that the higher your baseline vitamin D, the less severe COVID you tend to get. But giving people extra vitamin D once they have COVID doesn't make them get well faster.
Has to be before.
So it's not curative, but it seems to be protective.
Mm-hmm.
So high vitamin D is protective against COVID illnesses, but doesn't help to give it to you after you got the disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just throw it in.
Okay. Well, let's talk some more COVID. We have Paul from Seattle on the line. Hi there, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Before I go into that COVID comment, I had the same experience that gentleman had earlier, where one summer several years ago, I got kidney stones. I was taking vitamin D. I was in the sun a lot, and one of my staples was the chocolate that has, you know, the no sugar, but it's 90% cocoa, you know.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so I came down with kidney stones, which I've never had. I was about 52 at the time.
Uh-huh.
Now, it took a week for that to pass, and I've never had really high vitamin D levels when it's been tested. You know, it's always been around 30.
Uh-huh.
But in any case, I quit all that chocolate. It's out of my life now because that kidney stone experience was hell, like he said. Lasted only a week for me. Had to live on Vicodin, which screws you up in other mm-hmm. ways, you know, but you had no choice because it's like a knife in your back, right?
Yep.
In any case, I passed it. I quit eating chocolate. I still take vitamin D supplements, but I blame it more on the chocolate. However, I just had a physical, and they said my vitamin D was around 29, but my calcium levels were a little high in my blood. So maybe I'm susceptible to hypercalcium, you would call it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So when you guys measure over there, is it the same measurement I would get at just a regular, physical from the normal doctor you go to, I guess?
When I put in our lab, I bought the same equipment used by LabCorp, which is the second largest laboratory on the planet. And so, because I had LabCorp managing my lab for many years, so I wanted their managers to have the same equipment they used in their day job. And so,
yeah.
So yes, but there are different types, different brands of equipment. They use slightly different technologies and will give you somewhat different numbers. And that's why consistency is important.
Mm-hmm.
Same lab, same equipment. And a place like LabCorp, you know, second largest lab on the planet, they have all kinds of equipment. And so depending on the order code number, we'll tell them which equipment you want it run on.
So, well, the average person like me gets confused with all that because when I go to my primary care and he gives me a reading of, say, 29 or 30, you're saying that might not be consistent with what you, in which case maybe my vitamin D level might be better. Is that true?
Possible. Yeah. And consistency is always important. And that's where we have our people. You know, we have some folks, for instance, that they get their labs remotely. They may live down in Arizona much of the year and we have their labs drawn. And we have to then send them to LabCorp because we know we've got the same equipment as them. And we fill out the order form for them and send it down to them where they get their blood draw because that order form will have the specific code for the machines we want it run on so that we get consistent values.
Oh, this K2 thing is interesting to me. I might have to study that a little more if I'm susceptible to higher calcium. And I'm planning to come back to your clinic again soon. I did the thing a few years ago. I'm planning to do that so we can discuss that. The last thing I wanted to say was, the reason I really called was, there was recently a panel in Pennsylvania called the Medical Freedom Panel. It's very interesting. Anybody want to see that? There's a state senator, his name is, I think, Mastriano, introducing a medical freedom bill wherein, in that state at least, Commonwealth, I think it is, you can't force anyone to do any medical procedure against their will and then can't threaten them with their jobs or livelihoods. And this is really an important bill that should probably be national, because right now the U.S. is involved in, with the WHO in a potential treaty that if we sign on to it, they're going to be telling everybody when and what they can do with their medical, you know, choices, including, you know, forcing vaccinations in future pandemics. And the thing is, if the U.S. signs on to that, it might be we lose all our sovereignty. So I think this thing that that Mastriano is introducing, you could check this panel out. It was June 9th, and if you just Google Pennsylvania Act, Medical Freedom Act, or Freedom Panel, Dr. McCulloch's on it. Are you familiar with him, Peter McCulloch?
But let me make a couple of comments here, though, okay? First of all, under our republic, we are not a centralized democracy. We have a constitutional republic, and there are limited powers granted to the central federal government. The whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of the central government and leave the independent states able to make their own rules. So what Pennsylvania decides is not necessarily going to be binding on Washington. Unfortunately, Washington is every bit as progressive as New York. So, you know, our governor slash dictator will certainly want to dictate it. But I'm not so worried about the WHO. And here's my reason. The WHO is indeed an autocratic system. They would love to tell everybody on the planet what they have to do. But the president, Mr. Biden, does not have the power to sign a treaty for us. He can sign an agreement that he, as president, wants to see put in place. But a treaty which becomes binding on the country and actually supersedes our own laws can only be passed if it is not just passed by the president, but approved by two-thirds of the Senate. And there's no way on earth two-thirds of the Senate, with a 50-50 split, is going to approve that. So whatever Mr. Biden agrees to, the next president can disagree to, because they have equal power. So what one president imposes, the next president can say, too bad, it's gone.
Okay. I hope you're correct. I mean, I'm sure you are correct, and I miss, maybe it's not a treaty, maybe it's an agreement. Everyone should check into this, because it's going on right now. Michelle Bachmann brought up that the other day she was there in Switzerland, I believe, is where it's taking place, and she said there's been no resistance from any Congress member, Senate or otherwise, that's involved in this over there against the WHO doing this.
True, and you know, and I am absolutely sure this administration will agree to it. But it's the same thing with, remember the Iran nuclear treaty? Okay, Mr. Obama put us in it, and Mr. Trump took us out. Okay, because if it's not a treaty, if it's just a presidential agreement, the next president can disavow it. The question is, do we get a guy with the guts to do it?
And on that note, we have to take a break. Thank you so much for your call, Paul. All right, Leading Edge Medicine will continue with your phone calls. We are live in the studio, and we have room on our phone lines for you right now, 206-644-6006 to call and be a part of our show. Call right now. Don't wait until the last few minutes of the show. You got to get in. 206-644-6006. We'll be back.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. He was just a hired man, working on the dreams he planned to try.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon got a little taste of the Eagles there, right?
That's right.
Yes. Dr. Dan Nelson, our pain specialist in the studio. If you've got a pain question, today is the day to talk about it because we have Dr. Dan Nelson here from Pro Ortho and Dr. Samira Umat here as well, surrounded by so much information today. If you have a question, we'd love to talk with you at 206-644-6006. Headed to Lake City, Phyllis is on the line this morning. Good morning, Phyllis.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad you're taking my call. I have three questions for the doctor.
Okay.
An endocrinologist wants, or she did already, lower my testosterone. I was thriving on it, absolutely had no medical issues. And she put me from 1 milligram down to half of that. I've been taking this hormone replacement therapy for 26 years, and she, you know, just slashed it down to half right away. And I would like to know, well, how do they determine if you're too high? Do they have some kind of an age chart? Or, you know,
Well, if she's using an age chart, I would seriously disagree with her. Because I don't want you to be normal for an older woman. I want you to be normal for a younger woman.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question, right? Why?
And that comes down to what is your philosophy and what is your goal? You know, normally, by 50, you've lost 50% of your estrogens, you've lost 70%+ of your progesterone, and you've lost over 80% of your testosterone. And your testosterone is, when you were young, was your primary sex steroid. A 20-year-old girl has got 2.5 to 3 times more testosterone in her bloodstream than she has estrogen. Mm. So it is the primary steroid hormone for men and women. But if your philosophy is you want people to be, quote, normal for their age, then you want all of these hormones to be lower as they get older. On the other hand, if you're longevity and you want people to function as best as humanly possible, well, then we keep much younger, more robust levels in our people. So, you know, your doctor, it's going to depend on their philosophy of medicine and therapies and what they're looking for.
Yeah, so I don't know what other issues do you have? What is she trying to balance? What was the reason? Do you have any side effects? What were your levels? Or maybe what, like Dr. Mixon said, her philosophy and her comfort level too.
Never addressed any of those issues. So it boils down to her opinion, not science.
We physicians, we inform our opinions by the science. But there is that underlying philosophy of normal versus optimal. And longevity physicians are looking for optimal, and most other physicians are looking for normal.
But every time we explain it to the patient and we discuss it with them, it's with their input that we make decisions about dosing.
That's right, yeah. So
she claims, okay, and also she claims that hormones and hormones of estrogen and progesterone are beneficial for bones, not testosterone.
Well, but she's wrong.
But she's wrong.
She's wrong. There are two different kinds of cells that make and dissolve bone. The osteoblast makes new bone cells. The osteoclast dissolves old bone cells. And estrogen inhibits the osteoclast, and that's why it slows bone loss. But testosterone stimulates the osteoblast to make new bone.
That's right.
And so, you know, we want you to have enough testosterone to make lots of bone so you don't get osteoporosis. So we, you know, we're very liberal with the testosterone in our women because we want to lower their risk of congestive heart failure. We want them to have drive, ambition, self-confidence. We want to minimize their anxiety. We want them to have strong bones, and we want them to have muscle so they don't become one of those pathetic creatures who falls and can't get up.
But she says testosterone has no beneficial effects for women.
She's crazy.
Not true.
No, she's ignorant.
In fact,
can I tell you?
It also reduces risk for breast cancer.
Yes, it does. Women with low testosterone get a lot more breast cancer. So.
Now, she also says that there are no major studies showing testosterone is beneficial to bones.
That's
just plain ignorant.
Yes. This is normal physiology. We don't need a study for it. It's physiological phenomenon.
And in our clinic, we take women who have osteoporosis or osteopenia, and we give them stronger bones. Their bones, when we put them on the testosterone and the estrogens together, their bones start to grow thicker again, and they no longer have the osteoporosis and the osteopenia. So we cure it.
Well, I told her that 26 years ago, the doctors in the University of Washington put me on the hormone replacement therapy, and my bones are now near, not normal, but nearly normal. Mm-hmm. And she wrote in her side notes that she doesn't believe I ever had osteoporosis. You see, because it doesn't fit into her philosophy.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you, young lady? You know,
we
are a longevity clinic. Our job is to make you as strong, fast, lean, smart, sexy, and happy as we possibly can, as long in life as we can. And that's not what she does for a living.
Well, I just joined your clinic. I'm very happy. I look forward to getting younger.
Good,
yes.
Good. I can't make you younger. That's different. Younger involves warping space and time, and we're pretty good, but we're not that good.
You will preserve my bones.
All right. We want to take care of your bones, your brain, your heart, your muscles.
That's
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Yes. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Take care.
Oh, thank you for your call, Phyllis. I love that she is a new longevity
patient. Yeah.
Patient, yes. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who's listened to the radio and somebody like Phyllis who has just joined us, maybe you could tell us about a little what she could expect when she makes that phone call to get the free health analysis and then says
I think
yes.
She just said she joined the clinic, though.
Yes.
So she's already been through
she's
that.
She's already been through that. So, but somebody listening that's going, oh, you know what? I think I want to do that because Phyllis has done that. Maybe you could explain a little bit, Dr. Umat, about what to do that free health analysis with the two tests to get started.
It's really easy. You know, you call the clinic and you make your health analysis appointment. It is a free visit to you. We will do a finger prick test to look at your hemoglobin A1C level, which tells us about whether you're at risk for diabetes or not. And then the second test is basically you stand on this machine, which looks at your muscle versus fat ratios and gives us an idea of whether you have more fatty tissue, how much muscle do you have, are you losing muscle or not. And that then helps us gauge how to manage you if you were our patients and how to help you build more muscle. It tells us about your metabolic rate. And the visceral fat tells us about your pro-inflammatory risk factors for cancer, dementia, degenerative joint disease, and the list goes on and on. So then we ask you to kind of meet with one of our physicians who can tell you a little bit about the program. And then if you're intrigued and you go, okay, yeah, I like what I hear, I want to do some more, you buy a $600 blood draw panel, which is a whole host of test results. And Dr. Mixon, you know, has told us many times that whole panel otherwise would cost about $2,000, but we discount it heavily. And then you come back in two or three weeks' time and you spend 1 hour with one of our physicians going over your test results. And at the end of that visit, you can decide whether you would like to continue your care with us or not. Your doctor has had a chance to see your results before you come in and to think about what brought you into us and how we can help you. But basically, what we're looking at is the normal changes of aging, the declination in hormones, the decline in bone, the cognitive function, the cardiovascular system. And we work to help you improve your chances of living a healthier life in all of those aspects and many more. And we use objective data at every level possible. We educate about lifestyle changes, but we change your basic hormonal balance, your neurochemical balance. We do a nutritional analysis. We do food sensitivity testing. We do stool analysis. We do cardiac panels. We do memory tests and so much more. And now with Dr. Pentland, doing GI is becoming more and more important. And so we're looking at GI health more critically than we've ever done in the past. And so there's just a whole host. I tell everybody, you learn more about the potential of longevity after you become a member than with just that health analysis visit. That's just, you know, to get your interest. Mm-hmm. The rest really comes later on, and mm-hmm. you realize there's so much more than just the annual, you know, TSH or CMP or whatever it is they're doing for you these days, which is really nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I think people don't realize is you start at longevity. We evaluate where you were. Mm-hmm. We do the basics. Okay, we want to look at, and for us, the basics include measuring and adjusting 8 different hormone levels. So that's cutting edge and beyond cutting edge for most clinics today. They will give a man testosterone, a woman maybe estrogen, but you know, not even that. Yeah, not all 8 hormones to start with, and then once we get you stable and balanced there, then we look at things like the senescent cell therapies, you know, and that's usually 3 to 6 months up the road because it takes a while to get you stable.
Or longer.
It depends on how long it takes to get you stable. Mm-hmm. You know, some people come up in a big hurry and some people don't. And then you got the senescent cell therapies there. And then, you know, we're coming up on who's going to need the rapamycin in addition to the senescent cell therapies. And then who's going to, all the newer cutting edge stuff gets layered on one after another. And it doesn't all start in the beginning because if we have a problem, I want to know what caused the problem.
Mm.
And if I start too many things at once, I don't know what did good and what did bad. So, yeah.
So many things, and you learn so much too when you come to Longevity Medical Clinics. We have 3 locations near you: Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. So when you call or when you go online to make that appointment for the free health analysis, we can give you so much information. You can actually meet with the doctor. Okay, so this is what you do. You make that phone call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website. Very easy to do, lmclinic.com. All right. We'll be back with more of your questions in just a moment. Stay right there.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine Saturday morning on this Father's Day weekend, and we've got 2 fathers in the studio.
Right.
Yes, happy Father's Day, Dr. Dan Nelson. Well,
thank you very much, Lynette.
Yes, happy Father's Day, Dr. Jerry Mixon.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. I hope you get spoiled this weekend. All right, we have some more callers here anxious to talk to, I think this one is Dr. Nelson. We have Barbara from Gig Harbor. Good morning, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Good morning. Hello.
Barbara.
How can we help?
I have arthritis in my left big toe. Mm-hmm. It started maybe about a year ago. My toe would just kind of feel stiff, so I'd exercise it and felt better. But then the joint just up from that, the toenail mm-hmm. on the foot, started to get very painful when I walked and swelled.
Yes.
So I saw my podiatrist May 16th. He told me it was extreme arthritis. Gave me a cortisone shot.
Okay.
And it took quite a while, but it did help some. However,
right.
He said in the fall, he wanted to do some surgery on it.
Do you measure uric acid levels anymore?
No, well, certainly if it's, we got to make sure it's not gout, of course.
Right. And, gouty arthritis.
Right, arthritis, especially with the severe inflammation that she's talking about.
He's suggesting.
And the big toe is the number one place for it to form.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, let's assume for a moment that it's not gout, but it should, you should be screened for that. Okay.
X-ray won't give you a diagnosis of gout.
It's a blood test looking for uric acid levels. Is the test you need to rule out gout.
Yeah. So, but the gout, the gout would tend to come and go.
Yes, that's true.
This is probably more chronic and ongoing. It's probably hallux rigidus, a form of arthritis involving the great toe. I think surgery is not a great option. I'm just telling you right out the bat. And now, I have my own bias, and I'm MD. I have in our clinic Dr. John Hall, who's an MD foot and ankle specialist. I have nothing against podiatrists, but I'm going to send them to John Hall because I think their training is more exhaustive, better, higher caliber than a podiatrist. I'll probably get some hate mail, but that's my own conviction. And I think anybody who's going to talk about surgery right off the bat after a cortisone shot there's really a lot of options. Stem cell, PRP is a great option for that. Foot surgery is a big deal.
It is.
Painful, long recovery.
Yeah.
And all of your body weight pounding on it with every step for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So the surgery, you know, the surgical options are not great. They do things like fusion, or they can go in and do little things that it's really not a curative procedure in most cases. Arthritis is, you know, can happen anywhere, but in this case, it's in your case, it's kind of a critical area in that great toe area.
Well, I have it in a lot of. I am your patient.
Okay.
I've got arthritis. I got an injection in my shoulder before, and then I got your PRP and my bursitis a number of weeks ago.
Okay. Okay.
So
is that helping you?
you told me it would take a while.
Yes.
I think it's been about 4 weeks. It does seem better.
Yeah, 4 weeks is still way too early. I mean, 3 months
It does seem better.
Area. But even PRP in the toe and the foot and ankle area is really a great option. So I just, you know, I'm my bias is anti-surgery, even though I'm with a group of
surgeons.
Surgeons.
right.
You know, it's, you know, and again, I have we talked about this earlier, referral bias. I see all the surgeries that don't end up good, and they end up seeing a pain specialist like myself. I'd be very cautious about pursuing that route versus trying some other things.
It took quite a few weeks, but it did. The cortisone shot alone helped quite a bit. I mean, even to the point I had a stress test yesterday, and I was able to run on the treadmill.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I do cortisone injections. The problem is cortisone is chondrotoxic. Mm-hmm. That means it's poisonous to cartilage. So I do some cortisone injections on a very limited basis. I use a lot smaller dose than generally people use out there because we find out you don't need those mega doses. Just because it comes in a 40-milligram vial doesn't mean you have to use all 40 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
You can use 5 milligrams and get the same results. That's what we found out. So I tell people, look, I'll do one cortisone shot, but we're not going to keep doing it because that will actually accelerate your arthritis over time.
Right.
And I don't know how much you put in my shoulder last fall.
Mm-hmm.
That helped for quite a while.
Right. And it can help. Shoulder injections with cortisone definitely can help for in some cases years. But again, I'm using a fraction of the dose your average doctor or orthopedic doctor's. You know, they might use 80 milligrams, 40 milligrams of Methimazole. I'll use 5 to 10 and with the same result with less side effects and less roid rage. You know, the roid rage that people get after cortisone or the insomnia that they get for three or four nights after. You don't need to use that, but you know most people. Well, they've been doing it since medical school residency. You got a vial. You want to use up that whole vial of 40 milligrams.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know,
I
paid for it.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, Dr. Nelson, sounds like I need to come back and see you then.
I think you do.
And take care of that in the fall, and then I probably need to get on with longevity. I've been a patient of Dr. Mixon's before, but I've got some major issues, a lot of problems with high blood pressure right now, hence the stress test yesterday. Yeah, I started out 169 over 89, and when they got my heart rate up to 130, I was 237, 110.
Oh, doggies, way, 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 way too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pain, just hearing.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yes.
So the other part of my stress test is tomorrow, so it sounds like I need to come see both of you.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see what we can do to get you in a lot better shape than that, because those are scary numbers.
They really are.
Yeah. Yes. So I can just call the Tacoma office since I'm in the Gig Harbor area and get that free blood test work done.
That's right, the free health analysis appointment.
But, you know, if you've been a patient of ours before, you know the process.
Right.
So you don't need the health analysis as much as you need to get the whole panel and get in and get started.
Right. And we call that a restart. So tell the manager there, Teresa, that you spoke to us and you want to get started and do a restart visit. It'll save you time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, because I was with Dr. Killebrew before.
Oh, yes. Well, and unfortunately, you know, Todd bought a farm in Virginia.
Yeah, he didn't bought the farm.
No.
He bought a farm.
In Virginia.
A farm.
And so he's living happily in rural Virginia. But,
oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
But Dr. Chris Prochaska is incredible. Very soft-spoken, thoughtful, kind, considerate, and very knowledgeable. Jerry handpicked him for the Tacoma team.
Well, so, wonderful.
Tacoma.
Yeah.
That's it. My husband is with him now, too.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
So I will call Tacoma office Monday.
Yeah. There you go. Get that restart.
I'll call Dr. Nelson, too.
Wonderful.
Good.
In fact, let me go ahead. Thank you so much for your call, Barbara. We've got another call we'll take after our break. But real quick, let's give you information to get in touch with Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. That phone number is 425-823-4000. Again, that's 425-823-4000. And also, let's get your website address as well.
Website's pretty easy. DanielNelsonMD.com.
That's it.
And you can make an appointment through the website, plus get a bunch of other information.
Very good. DanielNelsonMD.com. Hey, we're taking a break. We're back with Rob in just a moment. Stay right there.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I know she's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Such a fun
song.
That's
a good one.
Woohoo! We love that one. Hey there, it's Leading Edge Medicine. Just a few more minutes and two more calls to get through today with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat in the studio, and of course, Dr. Dan Nelson, our specialist here in the studio. In fact, let's jump to, we've got Franco from Seattle on the line wanting to talk about leg pain.
You're on the air, Franco.
Good morning to all of you.
Hi there.
Hello, Franco.
And to all the doctors and happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Anyway, I have a situation where one of the cities that I won't mention right now, but they left a plate in the sidewalk sticking up an inch and a half, and it was nighttime, and whoops is right. And I ran across the street, and they left it way out close to the curb, and I didn't know it was there.
Oh, no.
And my foot went underneath and took me down twice, broke my left foot. Screwed up my knee, my thigh, my shoulder, and broke out a bunch of my upper teeth. I went down twice. So,
dear.
Anyway, I ended up in the hospital for quite some time, but really they didn't do much with that leg because I guess I was trying to cure myself by taking too much ibuprofen, and that caused other problems. So it infected my right leg, and they did three operations on it. And they had me on a machine for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for months. Mm-hmm. And anyway, my left leg bothers me more than my right leg. Uh-huh. And so I wanted to find out, is there something, do you think, that what you do might be beneficial and help me get my walking back again?
Oh, absolutely. Now, this is the left leg is not the one that got injured during this.
Well, it got injured, and it took a long time. It, you know how you scrape on fairly new, cement. And so it didn't really act up for almost a month. And I didn't do anything for a month.
But this is not the leg. This is not the leg. I'm a little confused. Is this the leg that got? Was there an infection? Did you say after the injury?
Yeah. Well, they both took a beating, but the right leg is the one I had three operations. But the left leg, I still got a broken foot, but they didn't do much on that because it had been too long.
Right. So what's going on with the left leg? Is it pain that you're having, Franco?
There's pain. Well, kind of from my ankle at times up, but my knee and my thigh. And I used to walk 4 and 5 miles each direction to school for all my school years growing up in the Central District. So, I've never been a problem. I played all kinds of athletic positions and lettered and never had any breakings or sprains or anything. I've been fortunate. But it doesn't take much to have something screw up for you like that and cause you grief. So,
how old are you, Franco?
I'm a senior. I'm right around your age, but I've never had no problems until now, and that's what really ticks me off more than anything.
But mid-70s, you heal a lot slower.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is.
Yes. I
mean,
I know.
There's a big difference in getting hurt at 20 and getting hurt at 70.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I agree totally, 100%.
But I think you need to come in because you've got several areas of a limb involved, several joints. We would have to do probably at a minimum X-rays. How's your back doing, by the way? Did you injure your back at the same time?
It kind of bothers me. There's times that I'll wear a waist belt around, which I used to do anyway, just because I've been in the construction trades and, you bend over a lot, so I use
that. You need a full musculoskeletal evaluation, basically, and this is one that's really hard to do on the radio because we're going to be taking a history, we're going to do a physical exam, we're going to get x-rays at a minimum, maybe some bedside ultrasound. I mean, there's a lot going on there, Franco, and I'm 99% sure we could help you. At least if we couldn't do it all ourselves, we could point you in the right direction. So, I think you need to come in probably sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give a call and make arrangements then and see what we can do. I'd appreciate it.
You bet.
There's one. Do I have one more question? Just a brief one?
Sure.
Brief.
It had to do, I'm not going to mention there again, but after all this happened, I happened to drive through a quick place to get something to eat. And going through the second window, they handed me out my large coffee, and the lid came off, and they spilled it all over my hands. I don't know if you ever had boiling hot water in your hands, but it's... My hands are numb all the time, and I get electricity going through every finger 24 hours a day. And
I wonder if there's a plaintiff's attorney that's listening to this call.
Yes. We probably have a lot of lawyers listening
somebody.
To this. Yeah. Listening to this tale, my friend, there used to be a show called Hee Haw.
Uh-oh.
And there was a song on that song.
Doom, that, about, despair, and agony on me.
Yes. If it weren't for
bad depression, excessive misery.
That's right. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh.
All
God in the sky will not put too much on your shoulders that you can't handle. I got wide shoulders.
Right. There you go.
It's too much already.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's see if we can give the good Lord a little helping hand here, okay?
Yes.
That's right.
Franco, get into Dr. Dan Nelson, and I can give you that number. He's pro-ortho. Would you like that number?
You there?
I am.
Yes.
Let me give you the phone number for Dr. Nelson, okay?
All right. Good. Thank you.
425-823. Uh-oh. 425-823-4000. Is the number, and that's Pro Ortho with Dr. Dan Nelson.
823. Okay, well, thank you, all
you
doctors and everybody that participates. It's it's a good thing you're all doing. We all need the help. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Franco.
Good luck to you. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, we're going to try to slip in one more phone call. We've got Rob in Seattle. Hi there, Rob.
Good morning. I know it's almost out of time, and it seems like it's about the exact same time I called in last weekend and ran out.
Oh, no.
You told me to call back this weekend. Are you guys are you going on to the other station after this?
No. This is the other station.
Yes.
We start at 8 a.m. and we finish at noon.
Yeah, so call us earlier.
I've been listening for a while, and I heard you mention something. I heard a $2,000 number that got thrown out there, and it was about hormones and all this other stuff. And we talked basically about my thing.
Yeah.
Right. So do I have to go to the Kirkland longevity, or can I do what you do there?
Yeah, you would need to come to Kirkland because you're in Seattle. Is that right, Rob?
I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm in Skagit County most of the time, so Linwood is closer than Kirkland.
You can go to Linwood.
Yeah, Linwood works just fine. Yeah. But no, the $2,000 number that you heard was – the lab work would normally sell for over $2,000.
Right,
we do for we do for $600 or $595,
and
if people are doing the gallery test with it, we discount it to $250.
Yeah, on next Saturday only June 24th by appointment only.
Okay, so I just had a complete CBC done, 2 pages worth of everything under the sun, on May 25th, I have all those results.
Okay,
are those not good enough, or are you going to want to do your own?
Well,
Dr. Mixon's is 70 pages.
our report is over 70 pages,
yeah.
And it is tests your family doctor has never done in their life.
Now, what's going on next Saturday?
Well, we'll tell you. It's the gallery test, which tests for 50 different types of cancers. And it runs, how much was that? $1,250. And if you take the gallery test next week in Kirkland, by appointment only, you can get our big test done for $250. So, yeah, very important. Let me give you that number to call because we're just about ready to go off the air. 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Okay. And, Rob, feel free to call us back early next week before 11:30, okay? And we'll get you on at the beginning of the show. Have a great weekend from Lee.